For today's In Touch, we're joined by Mid Prairie School District Superintendent Mark Schneider to discuss Monday's school board meeting.
On Monday, looks like you voted for board president and then vice president of the board?
Right. This meeting was the reorganization meeting for the school board for the coming year, and Jim Hussey was reelected the school board president, and George Schaefer was reelected as vice president.
And you had an update on your building projects?
Yes. I reported to the board about the meetings that have been held on the middle school project. We are in the design and development stage of that project and are continuing our meetings. The goal is to have the project out for bid before Christmas and to have the deadline for receiving bids back in mid-January. I also told the board about the meetings that we've started for the addition to Cologne Elementary and the addition to Wauman Elementary. So those projects are moving into the schematic design phase.
Looking at Section F, Item 1, the student transportation within city limits, would that
yes.
be regarding bus rides?
Yes. The school board had a lengthy discussion. We have, in the city of Wauman, we have 3 bus pickup spots within the city limits, and those buses are filling to capacity. So the discussion at the meeting was what to do about that, whether the board should limit the students that live in the town of Wauman, limit the number of students that can get on those buses, whether they should add another bus route, or whether they should shift some of the bus routes around to pick up those students.
Did they make a decision?
They basically left it up to me. And so currently we've shifted some bus routes around to pick up those students. So for the foreseeable future, unless the school board decides differently, we're going to continue the same practice we've had in the past, but with a little shift in our bus routes.
You also discussed preliminary enrollment numbers.
Yeah, I shared with the board the number of students in our classrooms at the beginning of the year, and that data shows that in our kindergarten through 12th grade classrooms, we have 21 more students than we had last year. When we look at the entire district from preschool through homeschool assistance program, the number of students that we're serving has increased by 22, which is, if not the highest number of students we've served in my tenure, it is awfully close.
And what does that equate to in terms of state funding?
Well, that won't be known till October 1st. The official count day is October 1st, and on that day we'll go back in and recount the students. Of course, some students are weighted, so they won't count as a full student. And then that number will also take into account the students that are open enrolled into our district versus the students that are open enrolled out of our district. So, you know, we are assuming that our certified enrollment will also go up, but it may not go up by exactly 21 students or 22 students. It may be more than that or it may be less than that. And you just have to wait till October 1st on the official count day to find out.
That was my conversation with Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.